It's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, a good film? We'll find out on this episode of The Legend of the Oven.
Welcome to The Legend of the Oven. I'm Patrick.
I'm Kaden.
And I'm Oven.
So like, what did you guys think about the
movie? Oh, the movie was awesome. It had glocks, blood, gores, and romance.
It was enough.
There wasn't that much gore. I thought it was pretty good. It was obviously really interesting how they did it, because like, it was modern day, but it wasn't like, was it the 50s one? You know, the 50s, like the West Side Story.
There you go, dude.
Yeah. It wasn't like that, but because they still like obviously the characters were still named Romeo and Juliet, and they still talked in like the Shakespearean thing.
They used the same scripts.
But like, they used guns instead of swords.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just kind of weird.
I don't know. I thought
it was pretty cool.
I thought it was like, it was different, but like a bad different. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't like 90s that much.
I mean, I thought it was awesome, because to me, I like guns. I don't know why. And then it have blood, which is cool.
And then
they like follow the story too. Then they had that most favorite thing, romance. You guys gotta know that the ladies dig romance.
I mean, are you a lady?
No, I may not have a girlfriend, but ladies still dig that.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so what happened? Do we really have to talk about this summary? Like, it's Romeo and Juliet.
I feel like we still should. They follow everything.
If you know the story of Romeo and Juliet at all, you pretty much know what happens. It's just like,
except for like when they die, one of Mercutio got stabbed with glass, but that's different. And then
Tybalt
got shot with the Glock. So
that's true.
Yeah, that.
Like a lot of times.
That was he got like shot like 7 times.
That was pretty fun. Are we going to spoilers?
Are we going to do spoilers? Oh, it's too late.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Okay, so.
So I thought it was good. Evan didn't think it was good. Patrick really thought it was really good. So Evan, why didn't you like it? What didn't work for you?
I don't know. I didn't like the style. Like the camera pans and like the whooshes, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
where it like spins
yeah.
around.
Yeah, that was a little. It was like,
ew, what are you doing?
It did feel kind of weird, but
it was like a cartoon.
It was 90s, that's what it was.
I've seen a lot of 90s stuff, so it was like me, I'm used to it.
I mean, I usually like the 90s, but that was kind of weird.
I mean, do you really like the 90s though, or do you just love to like make fun of the 90s?
I love to make fun of the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, viewers, we're going to take a quick break. Listen to this awesome mix real quick. Welcome back, viewers.
That was unscripted. Okay, right. So what scene do we want to talk about?
So I think because we already touched on it
like
a little bit the Mercutio.
Okay.
I feel like that one, the part about Paris not being there when coming to find Romeo. But I feel we should start with the Mercutio.
I feel like we need to talk about that because for whatever reason the Paris one. That's kind of left out of, like, all of the Romeo and Juliet movies.
True.
Not specific.
But I feel like, also, when Mercutio got stabbed, it was sort of foreshadowing, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but when you set a plague on both your houses, it showed lightning and thunder in the background, like something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
It was like a hurricane.
Okay, there was this shot when he died, and he was laying in the sand that I really liked, and was just him laying there, and all the, like, other, like, Romeo and the other characters are, like, leaving, and they get in the car to chase off Tybalt and everything, but, like, the camera stays where it is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, to me, it just kind of said, like they have a chance to move on from this, but Mercutio is staying right here because he's dead. And it kind of added a little bit of tragedy to the scene. I really like the way it was shot. And even though the special effects, like for the sky and the storm and stuff, they didn't look great because it was a little outdated.
Yeah.
But I thought it looked really cool, especially for the time.
Same for me.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, the way they show Roman, like, crying, like, yelling, I thought that should have, like, put the tone and the mood in there,
mm-hmm.
showing that they were angry and that Roman was going to get his revenge.
Did you at least like the acting? Like,
I mean,
yeah.
It was a little, in some portions at the beginning.
At the beginning,
right.
The opening scene, I was like, I don't know if I
there's
like
a lot
either.
Of screaming
I,
and a lot of
quick cuts to the
yeah. It's just like screaming and like
it sums up every 90s.
My quick question, how do you guys get question, how do you guys feel about the part where Romeo poisoned himself?
I mean,
it was okay.
I didn't expect her to wake up just, like, right then and there.
I kind of feel like the kid did better, though. Like, her waking up just like, oh, Romeo, you're dead now. I kind of felt like the kid did better than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good, because I remember watching it in class, and, like, people were screaming at the movie. And we'd watched that death scene before from different adaptations.
Yeah.
And we'd obviously, like, we read the script. We knew what was going to happen.
So we were just, like, chill when it happened.
Yeah, no, but, like, there were kids screaming, like, you get up! Like, I don't know. I feel like it did a good job of engaging people somehow.
Yeah.
I don't...
Because still, there's still a little bit of a chance that, like, in our minds, that, like, you know, he could...
Yeah, like people wanted him like to sort of survive. So like, even though they knew they knew who's gonna die, they're like, "Come, bro, look at her. She's coming back, man. Don't die yet. Don't die yet." And he just like,
"R.I.P."
It's like
hit yourself in the head.
Yeah, she was like, she was just not in the mood for that, bro. She was like,
"No."
Like I kind of had a feeling she's gonna pull out a knife, just like, "Ugh," but she goes, "No, goodbye, cruel world." Bang.
Yeah, she shot herself in the head.
Yeah, like,
how'd you guys feel about... I thought it would have been a little cooler, like, if she shot herself in the chest.
Yeah.
In the book, that's why.
Yeah, and, like,
but also,
the book.
Not the book, the script. But, like, I thought that's what was going to happen, because, like, they can't show... It's a PG-13 movie.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
She can't, like, blow her brains out.
Well, I mean,
I
once upon a definitely did, like... All the time.
Yeah, but that's different because they had to edit out some of that stuff. And,
yeah,
and that was used to be a radar movie when they edited it to be
PG-13.
So I just think that it would have been more realistic. Like, I feel like if she shot herself in the
and
head,
it, like, cut out,
it would have been like there's blood all over Romeo, and it wouldn't have been a very pretty scene.
But
right,
like, the way it did, it was like
a lot of gore.
It was only blood on her. Like,
yeah, it was like a little spray. You
know, there's just like a tiny little Expo marker dot on her forehead.
I just think she could have shot herself in the chest, and it would have played
true.
A little better, and it would have been a little more accurate to the script. But also, that's a really tiny nitpick of a movie. Like, I'm not gonna hold that like as this huge flaw or a plot hole or something.
And the bullet hole was too small.
But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was really impressed with the death scene just because it was making people scream, even though we'd already seen that scene before and read it before. And I just thought they did a really good job of presenting
it. To be honest, I actually had me get some too. I was like, I saw pull the gun. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Then she just goes, bang. I was like, okay. That was like,
bang.
That's a little savage, but
bang. Also, so something that I realized, like, Friar Lawrence in the script, he's kind of like a shady dude. Like, he does some shady things. Like, he marries people who are teenagers and without their parents' consent. But, like, in the movie...
Also, their parents are enemies, too. So
But, like, in the movie, he's, like, he hides a criminal.
Yeah.
like Romeo killed a dude, and he's just, like, hiding him in his apartment. Like, that's illegal. He could get arrested for that. Like,
and then
I don't know.
I kind of think it's stupid, because, like, instead of him going to Julius, like, chapel, it's like... Roman's dead, trying to get out. They just had him at the post office. And then
he's at the post office.
He's at the post office, like, gotta get this mail to Romeo. Gotta get, like, this letter to Romeo, even though he's probably already there. Like, who cares?
And that was interesting. How did you guys feel about that? Because the post office thing, they couldn't have the whole disease thing. Do you remember that in the script?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't show it because they were into the disease house and they got trapped or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the movie, he puts the letter on the door. and he opens the door and it falls to the ground. How did you guys feel about that?
I was kind of like, dude, that's just dumb. Yeah.
Like, the movie set up so many chances for Romeo to, like
survive. But Thanos just, like, snapped. He just went.
Yo, Thanos is, like, not Romeo's dead.
Like, Thanos is, like.
Thanos in this analogy being Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, bro. Like, he was just like, not today. Yeah.
So, that sounded pretty good. That was like the Nintendo Switch thing, you know?
All right. So, is that about it, you guys think?
Nah, I mean, well, sure. Do you guys have anything else to say? What were your final impression? So, were you overall impressed with this one? Does this adaption stand out to you compared to some of the other film adaptations, like the classics, like Romeo and Juliet?
To me, I love this. I would totally recommend it for people, but skip that part of Romeo and Juliet in the bedroom scene. You guys know what I mean.
R.I.P. Like,
don't.
Yeah. Or don't skip it. Just watch that scene. That's what I said. That's just watch that scene.
No, just like skip that. That's like not PG-13. It jumped from PG-13 straight to rated R at that moment. I'm really glad. Okay, shout out to Miss Angela. She straight up skipped it on a perfect moment. Mm-hmm. She was like,
yeah, and they do some kissing for a bit.
She's trying to keep it PG-13. I love that. And then, like, rather than everybody else is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And she's like, keep it. Miss Ansel just like, keep it PG.
Come on, children.
Miss Ansel is just like, close your eyes. Keep it PG. Keep it PG.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about the performance? Actually, before we thought, I want you guys to yell at the performances, because I thought they were pretty good. But, like, there was some really cartoony stuff at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? The what's the name of that? I just forgot.
The anchor lady at the beginning, like, how she was, telling the story?
The guy who, Romeo's friend.
Like, Benvolio?
Benvolio.
That's his cousin, bro.
The guy who played Benvolio was crazy. Like,
At
the beginning, and he's like screaming. And
stuff. And then like another different thing.
That was funny.
Isn't like in the script? Isn't Benvolio younger than Romeo? Like, I feel like in the movie they made him like older than Romeo.
Yeah,
really,
I think that's true.
Supposed to be younger.
Yeah.
Well, that about does it. I think
does it.
Yeah.
Does it?
I think it does.
I'm just trying to think of something else that we could talk about.
Same
here. I mean, what did you guys think about the scene where Romeo and Juliet meet? Like when they
make out.
When they like arrange the wedding thing.
The costume party.
Oh yeah, the costume party. I kind of felt like that was a little. They kept it like natural to the scripts. I feel like that was a good part.
Also, okay, the balcony scene. I thought that was really funny because
the pool, and then he's scared her by accident. It was like,
yeah. No, I mean like in the play. It takes place on a balcony, and in the movie, that's like teased. Yeah. But like, he climbs onto the balcony, and then the door opens, and it's the maid, and he's like, but then he climbs down, and the scene takes place in a pool, and it's like, I don't know, I thought it was funny because it paid homage to the original one, but it pulled a joke on all the people who actually know this scene in the play.
Yeah, because like everybody's like, oh, he's about to meet Juliet on the balcony. It's just like the maid. He just like fell down a few feet. It was like, I gotta hide.
He's like, oh shoot, that's not who I thought that was gonna be.
I was like, is that it? I guess.
But yeah, I think that.
Right? Yeah, that.
And on that note, I've been Caden.
I've been Patrick.
And I've been Oven.
The legend.
The legend of Oven.
The legend.
Come back for another episode.
Please. Give us your money.
Not that. Just come back for another episode.
Give us an A.
This has been productive by Patrick Oliver, Caden Downs, and Oven.
The legend.
Yes. Thank you for your views, people.
The legend 27.